2-2 to Torres. Bouncing ball towards the middle. Edman with a spin and a throw. And the Dodgers dominate game three. They're a win away from a world championship. A 3-0 series lead over the Yankees.
Dodgers up 3-0. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. You were out in the hallway. You didn't hear what I said previous segment, did you, Mr. Howard Simon?
I did not.
I said, is there any fear that you, the Mets fan, have brought this pox on the Yankees' house by rooting for them in this series?
Possible.
Are you upset?
I'm a wily genius.
Yeah.
I'm a mad, evil genius.
Your son works for the Yankees.
Yes.
He's down 0-3, and there's you on the phone be like, yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame. Yeah,
I was going to text him a sorry kid today, but I knew he had a late night, so I'm waiting.
It's not over yet.
It's over.
Ooh.
It is over with a capital O-V-E-R.
I don't know.
There's no way the Yankees were going to win this series. So, the Dodgers were a better team. The Mets would have beat the Yankees in the World Series.
Oh, there we go.
There it is.
They would have. The Mets would have beat the Yankees in the World Series.
They got to trade Judge, right?
I can't believe how bad his playoff numbers are.
It's pretty bad.
I mean, it's incredible. He's striking out every other at bat on the average.
I'm kidding, by the way, Yankee fans. I don't think
no, but actually, maybe this is good. Then Soto won't be happy and he'll sign with the Mets.
There you go.
That might happen anyway.
I'm good with that.
And that might happen anyway.
All right,
well,
that's fine.
Welcome back for your weekly picking of the Bills.
Yeah.
Your review on the Seattle game. How'd you feel?
Fun, huh? How about, you know, I got to be honest with you. We're having some very low-stress Bills games this year.
Yep.
I was never really nervous in the Tennessee game. Arizona the first half. Miami game was over after the first quarter. By halftime, that game was done. Mm-hmm. That Jacksonville game, I'll tell you what, they're making life a little easier in their victories, which is nice. Now, start to finish, that's the most complete game they've played. Everything, right? The only thing, penalties. Yeah. But outside of that, I mean, even when Josh fumbles, the ball gets recovered by the Bills. Everything was going their way. So I was really impressed. I'm glad to see the offense coming around. This is now a game and a half where the Bills' passing game looks like how it used to be. Mm-hmm. And guys, the defense is playing far better than I thought it was going to play. And I think it's a very much whole better than some of the parts type of unit. Just guys make plays. And it's nice to see. I mean, the division will be clinched before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They're up 4 on Miami in the loss column, and they can sweep them. And the Jets, if the Jets lose to Houston, they're going to be down 5 in the loss column to the Bills and have the tiebreak against them. I mean, this is ridiculous.
There's a strange quirk in the standings I saw, that the Jets are behind the Patriots in the standings and also in the draft order.
Huh.
Yeah, because they apply different things. The draft order is strength of opponent.
It's not just because they're the Jets
versus conference. So the Jets, but if the draft were today, the Jets would draft 5th.
Amazing.
Maybe they'll draft
they need a quarterback.
I mean, it's amazing how bad they are. What is it, 5 straight losses for them now?
5 straight losses.
And losing to New England, who had lost 6 straight?
Yeah.
It's just...
It was the first time, or was it the second time, teams that had given up less than 250 yards and not turned the ball over were something like 751.
Yeah, and scored 20 points.
It's the Jets.
751 with a dump.
But they lost.
The
J-E-T-S.
Yep. All right, well, let's get you to pick the Bills here because that's what the people want. I can hear they're outside our windows chanting.
I thought I saw a group
pick
of people with signs
Bills.
That said pick the Bills.
Pick the Bills. Howard's going to pick the Bills.
A tradition unlike any other.
Howard's here.
I think I saw a UFO last night.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm 62. I may have actually lost it altogether by now, so who knows.
Yeah.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
I will pick the Bills and their rejuvenated passing game to go to Seattle and win this football game.
And they throw a quick hitter to Coleman, who catches it over the head of Woolen for a touchdown! Keon Coleman went up and pulled it off the roof. Steps up in the pocket, throws, has Kincaid lunging into the end zone for the touchdown.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
What'd you call their revamped, improved passing game? What was it, the word?
Revamped,
no.
I think.
Whatever
I
it was. I listened.
It's come back to life.
I listened to it, and then I already forgot because I was going to make a point about it.
I wasn't even listening to it.
So, fun fact for you.
Yes, sir.
Because sometimes people get mad at me for saying the Bills should throw it more. They have their 4 highest pass over expectation games Okay?
Yeah.
Joe, you tweeted this. Mm-hmm. Game by game, their pass rate versus run rate, neutral pass rate, neutral run rate.
Yeah.
Their four highest games. One of them is Baltimore. Okay, that's score effect. Yeah, that's score,
right,
effects.
Score effects. They were behind.
Remove that one. The other three?
Arizona.
No.
Oh, I figured
Arizona,
they started chucking the ball
after
the first
down,
half.
And they won a close game.
Okay.
Going to keep guessing? Jacksonville, Tennessee, Seattle.
Hmm.
When they blow
teams
how
out.
How do you blow teams out?
Right.
If you're the Bills, you throw it.
Yeah, because if you think about, they ended up blowing out Miami, but some of that is score effects too. I think they ran more than they threw.
That's
that
right.
Night.
That's a game where they didn't need to throw the ball.
No,
so
but
you
the game was over in the second half.
I wouldn't criticize the game plan. They were
right.
Throw to win, baby. That's what this team is.
That's what it
and
has
they,
been.
And they do and run it well.
Like, and, I'm not, and they do. And James Cook is a really good back, and so is Ray Davis.
I like to sprinkle in the run.
But you
you're
now
not, you're
have.
Not, you're not a running team. You're a running sprinkle.
You have. Nice. You now have a real top three again, receivers, right? Cooper, Shakir, whatever order you want to put him in. Cooper, Shakir, Coleman, right? Once again, I think you're feeling like the Bills have a legit top three group of receivers.
I also have that twisted thing where I'm mad at the team for doing something good because this whole drafting of Keon Coleman thing could have happened like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You just needed another guy like this.
Yep.
A guy like this was just ready to be on the team. Anyway, glad he's here.
Oh, and the trade for Cooper. I know he didn't have statistically a big game the other day, but he's the guy that he's like Diggs. When he's on the field, you have to account for him.
Yep.
You have to plan to try and keep him from beating you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Still haven't received word on whether or not Diggs is out for the year, but the thought is it might be ACL, so he might be done.
It looked bad. Yeah, I mean, non-contact, and he just pulls up grabbing his knee.
That's no good. No. Tough.
Yeah.
Okay, on to Howard Picks the Bills. This week, it's going to be Miami at home. Tua is back.
Yeah.
Maybe a friendly round of applause.
Yeah, well, and he slid the other day, thankfully, when he was running.
He got a standing ovation for sliding.
Yeah, he did. I'm going to go ahead and schedule Mr. Brightside for somewhere around 3:13 p.m. A raucous Mr. Brightside at the stadium.
So I was looking at some numbers. The four games Tua missed, Miami scored a total of 40 points in four games.
Maybe he's the MVP.
He comes back, they scored 27. They did lose on a walk-off. Thank
what
you,
stronger
Arizona.
Case is there than he's literally worth three touchdowns a game?
Well, their offense does not exist without him running it, period. Plain and simple. But this is Miami. This is Josh Allen. Did you guys know that Josh is, what is it now? I think he's like 12-2 or 13-2 against the Dolphins in his career. He's never lost a home game to them. He's 7-0 in Orchard Park against the Dolphins. And in those seven games, the Bills have averaged 38 points a game. Win, baby.
Win. Bills at Colts. Interesting who the starting quarterback will be for in Indianapolis. Anthony Richardson is getting shredded for taking himself out of a game.
Yeah, that's not
I great. Saw, if you want to try a spin zone here, one defense of that decision to be, it's third and forever.
Oh, is it?
It was third and goal from the 20.
Yeah, he had just scrambled and ran all over the place.
Right, so rather than take a sack, he's a quarterback that's a young quarterback, might take a sack,
right,
or make a stupid play. Mm. Actually taking himself out of the game there was a good idea because the field goal was in the bag.
Tough to sell to everybody, though.
You know, hey.
Inside the room.
I admired it. I admired the attempt.
I mean, they'd still have to play this kid, right? What's the point of playing? Well, they're, what, 4-4? Maybe they think they'll salvage the season and actually make the playoffs with Flacco. But what's the point? Bills are going to win.
Yes, I agree with that. Bills win. Bills beat the Colts. Bills Chiefs.
So I looked at this one to think, is Kansas City unbeaten coming here?
Very possible.
They are 7-0. They have a home game against Tampa. I think it's a Thursday. Was it a, no, the Jets are on Thursday.
Monday night.
And then they play home against Denver.
So they'd be 9-0?
Mm-hmm.
I'm old enough to remember the Chiefs coming here when they were 9-0 and beating the Bills because of the Sean Smith 100-yard interception return.
Ooh, wow. That's a good one.
Like Jeff Toole. The Bills were dominating
the
game.
They were playing great.
Yep. That was back when we had the soul-sucking losses to the Chiefs every November.
Man.
Anyway, here's a November Chiefs game.
9-0. I'm going to give the Chiefs a victory. Sorry.
Get out of here.
No, I flipped it. I'm screwing with you. The Bills will beat Kansas City. It'll be their first loss.
The first time I was actually going to get mad at you.
I was just messing with you.
You picked the Bills to beat the – or, excuse me, wait, you're picking the Chiefs to
Bills,
win?
Bills will beat the Chiefs.
Okay, the Bills are beating. Okay.
Yes. All right,
Bills win.
W, though.
Bills win. Home Niners.
Man, I have no idea what to make of this team. I watched them What are they, 4-4 now?
They're 4-4.
They looked like they were going to just blow Dallas away in the second half, and then they're hanging on. It's a very strange team.
Kyle Shanahan is terrible at closing out games.
Maybe that, yeah, and they don't win from behind. Is this some stupid stat about how if they're down 10 in the fourth quarter, they never won? Yeah.
And they always keep
down
teams
in the second half.
They keep teams in games a lot.
And they're not up big as much because of all their injuries now. So.
Despite all that, I hope you enjoyed the Kansas City game. I'm giving San Francisco the victory in that one.
A little bit of a hangover.
Yeah,
it's off a bye week. It's off a bye week, aren't they?
It's a 2 week. They did a lot of partying.
Aren't they great off the bye?
They went to Cabo. Had a big time.
Cabo.
Yeah. Bills at Rams.
Bills will win that game.
Okay. Bills at Lions.
I'm going to give that one to Detroit because there's just too many people talking about how unstoppable the Lions offense is. So I'll say Detroit.
I think are they the only team in the league above the Bills in point differential?
I think so.
Detroit's plus 100 on the year.
Bills home, Patriots.
Start the run, baby, to close the season, right? This is, barring some crazy instance, all these three games. Win over the Patriots, win over the Jets, win over the Patriots.
So that's 13-4. 13-4.
Is that the one seed?
No.
No.
The Chiefs would have to lose four games.
And then the Bills would have the tiebreaker. Well, they have to lose three other games.
Three other games.
Sure, three
probably
others.
Not happening.
I don't think so.
Is it the two seed?
Sure. I mean, Baltimore's already at three losses.
Pittsburgh's in the first place in that division. If Houston, that's not going to sustain, right?
Nico Collins is maybe close to coming back, so that'd be good for them.
That would help, yeah.
Although I don't think they're really impressive. They're definitely that's a team that's got a good record, and they can say we're not playing our best football.
No,
right now.
They're not. Yeah, I mean they've struggled in a couple of their wins that probably should have been losses. But anyway, so yeah, 13-4.
All right, very
good. Look at that, we're on time.
Very good.
Everything else good?
Yeah.
Josh is happy.
What else is going on?
Don't do that. We're on time. We're going to hit the break on time.
Bring up UFOs again?
Yeah. Any return visits?
I'd rather not talk about the conversation I had with an alien last night.
Very good.
It was in code, so I had to translate. It took a little while. I'm still working on the translation.
Fair enough.
I swear, I thought I saw a UFO last week. It's lights in the sky, and they drop straight down. I'm just making an observation. You guys are good? You need anything?
No.
Not really. I need the Sabres to win a couple more games.
There we go.
I thought they were fine last night. They're fine.
There was 2-0 before we got done with the TV show last night. Then I came home and watched the third period.
Okay. Well,
and
the second was really good.
At the end.
You missed the good one.
Yeah.
Second was really good.
It's all right. You know, bounce back. Islanders and Detroit, the next two games. Win them both.
All right.
That would be 5 out of 6.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be fine.
Our phone number, 803-0550. Howard picks the Bills. There you go. 13-4. That'd be fun. And the division by what? Thanksgiving?
I'm really not as quick as you guys to say that wouldn't be the one seed. I think Kansas City might lose three other games.
You got their schedule?
I really do.
They better start losing them fast.
I really do. They're not impressive to me. Like
their defenses. They've given up more than 20 points just what? One time this season?
I think any game but at Carolina this year they could lose. They could lose at Cleveland, the Jameis Winston.
They could lose at Denver.
They could lose at Pittsburgh. They could lose against the Chargers. They could lose any of these games. They're not.
That doesn't mean
impressive.
They're actually going to lose those games.
No, but I only need them to lose three. I don't need them to lose all of them.
Three.
That's a lot of games.
Yeah.
They only have.
They're 7-0
left.
They could be 9-0 coming in.
No,
9-1. So they'd have to lose three out of their last seven games.
Law of averages. The bounces have been going their ways. They're going to start going the other way.
They're 7-0 right now.
7-0.
All right, they have 10 left. All right. Thanks,
Howard. All right, fellas. Nice to see you.
803-0550 to join us. When we get back, Josh, get that rim shot ready.